This week in the Missouri Senate, we review a measure sure to gain attention next year.
If we can get this grid modernized, we can automate a lot of things.
There's been a lot of talk of utility legislation.
During this year's regular legislative session, several proposals were aimed at updating the electrical grid in the Show Me State, a move supporters say is decades overdue. Those opposed claim such a procedure would benefit the state's electricity suppliers and raise rates in the long run. Senator Ed Emery of Lamar sponsored and handled these measures this year and plans to do so again next year. He says his Senate Bill 564 mirrors the 2017 version in many ways.
Some of the main things that it does that the final version last year had in it is what are effectively rate caps. Currently, Missouri's electricity rates have been increasing by almost 6% a year on average. The caps that are built into this bill would restrict that to 3% or less increases.
Senator Emery adds modernization can equal automation.
That means fewer outages. It means when there are outages, they're likely to be much shorter outages. And it means the power is going to be more stable, more reliable.
Utilities legislation does not necessarily run into partisan opposition. It is proving itself to also be something that does not follow the usual rural versus urban divide, so many items do in the legislature. For instance, Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur says she can be on board with this plan.
Things like modernizing the grid and ensuring that we have clean water. And certainly we all need to make sure that when we need power, through the flick of a switch, it turns on. And when we turn on our faucets, that the water we're drinking is clean. We also need to make sure that when we make any changes, we do it in a way that is affordable to the consumer.
She also says it's not just infrastructure, but education that depend upon support from Missouri taxpayers.
Like our public institutions of higher education and K-12 education, and in some cases, even preschool. Those taxes pay for our roads and our bridges that we definitely need to update. We don't want to learn that a bridge has fallen down and people have died as a result of that.
Missouri senators will be returning with all 34 districts served by a senator for the first time in a few years. Senator-elect Mike Searpoy will be sworn in on the first day of session. He will complete the unexpired term of former Missouri Senator Will Krause, who resigned earlier this year. The second regular session of the 99th General Assembly will start work on Wednesday, January 3rd. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of pre-filed legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.